On. Okay, so first I want to finish with one piece of Rambam we didn't do last time. I forgot, I skipped over that I want to do. And then if we have time, we'll start the Pirshei Mishnayos. This is a Rambam in the end of Hilchos Melachim. And the Rambam is famous / notorious. It was cut out by the censors and reinstituted. It's at the end of Perek Yud Aleph. It's where the Rambam, what we had seen was that if the Melech HaMashiach is killed, then we know for sure that this is not the Melech HaMashiach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. And he says, V'im lo yitzliach ad koi oy nerak, v'yadu ha-she'en hazeh she'eftichu lof teira, v'yikuchol malach ha-beis tevashtayim ha-kshem she'meisu. V'lo yimidu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala nasas by rabim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a Mashiach that's not clear that he's a Mashiach? Shenema umina maskilim lenazibirabim, to test us. I'm not sure which part is the testing, maybe all the parts, the fact that to believe in him when he started, to believe in him, to understand when he gets killed, that's the way it was. But whatever it is, it's all a b'china v'nisayon. Now, this is the part that sends it out. Af Yeshua nitz anoitzri shedimo shemish Mashiach v'nag v'bezdin. Yeshua anoitzri, who thought that he would be Mashiach and he was killed in a bezdin, kvar nisnabe bo Daniel. Daniel was misnab on him. So this is part of that nisoyen of Mashiachim that would not pan out to be Mashiach. So, and the Rambam writes that he was killed in Bezdin. For in his nabe by Daniel, shenem of the priests, amchu yinosu lehamet chazoin v'nikashelu. That there will be some part together, some from Klal Yisrael, that will try and to establish Mashiach or to realize the nevuas that had been said, and they will stumble. V'chiyesh michshel gadol mizeh. This is such a fulfillment of this nevuah, because there is no greater michshel than that. Shekol ha-nevim dibur shemashiach kol Yisrael Mashiach mekab zechem chazik mitzvason. All the Vim said that Mashiach is going to come redeem Klal Yisrael and save them and bring together the far flung and be mechazik the mitzvahs. V'ze goram le'abed Yisrael becherev. He became someone who killed out so much Klal Yisrael. U'lefaze she'risam, and to spread them out even further. U'lashpilam u'lahachlif ha'teira u'lahatis reva oylam lav l'kayim bar Hashem. And he denigrated the Torah. And he caused many people, most of the world, to worship a god other than Hashem. So this is the michshol that he created. Avol, he says, Machshavos b'ra olam ein koyach b'adam lasigim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thoughts, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind, we can't be masig. Ki lo darkeinu drachav l'machshav aseinu machshavosav. V'chol advarim ha'elu shal Yeshu ha'noitzvi v'shal Zayish Me'eli shaman achrav einan aliyash derech l'malcha Mashiach u'lesaken es ha'olam kuloi la'avas Hashem yachad. So even though at first glance this was a terrible setback to the world in terms of Klal Yisrael being, you know, in such a terrible straits because of him and so on and so forth, but still in the big picture it actually had, it was some ticking to the world. It paved the way for Melech HaMashiach, L'sak Zom Kulam Hashem Yachad, Shenema, K'oz Efer Kal Amim Sofer Bura, Likre Kulam B'Shem Hashem, Lov L'Shem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn to the nations and have them worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This actually, even though short term it was a setback, in the big picture, it was actually a big step in that direction. Ketzer, kvar nismale kol olam kulo medivah Mashiach umedivah term nitzah mitzvahs. The whole world talks, the concept of a Messiah is universal, the concept of the Bible, the concept of the mitzvahs. It has spread out to many islands and far-flung nations. They talk about mitzvahs, they discuss it, and some say that these mitzvahs were true, but they're not noyheg, they were bottled. And the others say that it's something al derech hanista. Mashiach now said what? Okay, so lemaisa, the subject matter is Torah. Now it's even the people that are denying Torah. So it's the default setting is what the Bible says, and then you need explanations, all sorts of why it's not relevant. So when Mashiach arises, they'll immediately, the whole picture will come clear. There's a point of reference. Yes, so they were right. This is what they were saying all the time, that the Mashiach hasn't come yet, and this is this, and so on and so forth. So the Rambam here tells us, first of all, it fits in extremely well with a lot of other things the Rambam writes, when he writes about understanding Hanhagas Habria and so on. We never ever should attempt to direct understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mahalchim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mahalchim are not simple. It's not step A goes to step B and Shalma Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagas are complex, and you never know what's taking you where. A muscle that always comes to mind is a Rubik's Cube. If you're an amateur, a novice, you try to put all the blues together, all the whites together, it doesn't work. And right before it finishes, it doesn't seem to be in order at all. And then you click in the right pieces and everything snaps into place. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the goal where he wants the world to be, where everything is, totally perfect and so on and so forth. That's the goal. But the way he gets there is not straightforward. And therefore, you'll have a situation like like Christianity and Islam, which in short term is extremely destructive, but in the long term, it will bring the world to the shleimus of Emunah and Yedias HaBoyrei. And it'll all become retroactively apparent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagas. That's the point. That the Rama says this in a few places about roundabout. Rama says it more in Nevuchim. He speaks about Korbanis and other places. And this is the point over here where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something which was a test short term. And in the big picture, it led to a certain emes and tachlis that was a realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. It's interesting, the Abarbanel also says that it's a chesed that we were exiled amongst this in Spanish, because they force us, being Christians and ardent Christians, they force us to either answer about keeping the mitzvahs, why we are, why we're not. We don't have the luxury of forgetting it. I don't want to make it too much on my own, but you see sometimes some of the movements that have devastated Yiddishkeit in Yiddishkeit, but then when they sort of come around, many people who are Balei Tshuva had some sort of traditional upbringing, some input which even though standing on its own, it's really not much, but in the big picture, you know, many people have used, that has become a way for them to say, it made much easier to reconnect them. Okay, Al Kapanim. So this is the end of the pieces of the Rambam, and then we'll start the piece on the Pirush